I am here with Rick Battenberg. Rick, you are doing something that has never really been done. You're creating a fund to invest in cannabis-related businesses.
It's exciting and it's fun, and I'm glad to be here with you to talk about it, Bill.
Well, isn't this real pioneer stuff? I mean, you don't see this kind of thing being done all the time.
Well, you know, venture capitalism, private equity, that's been around for a long time. The application of doing it in cannabis in general, this will be the first time that we've ever tried this, and we're one of the only funds in the country doing it.
And you've had other funds doing this before. You're actually on your third fund.
Yeah, so we did, we stumbled through our first fund, mm-hmm. quite frankly,
right.
and that was sort of the price of admission to get involved in this business, and taught us a lot about, you know, we had a lot of experience in private equity, a lot of experience in optimization of businesses. We never had any experience in doing both simultaneously. And the learning curve was steep. But because we're in such a small environment and the barriers to entry are so high, we're really the only ones doing it. So out of necessity, we got good at it.
Well, one can say that there are no experts in this because it's so new. It's not like you can really sit there and say, hi, I've been legally growing marijuana for 25 years, or I've had a chain of dispensaries for 30 years. Those people aren't in that industry.
No, they're not. And part of the formalization of this entire industry has brought to light a lot of issues with the industry, which are the people that are good at this business have been doing it illegally.
I see. Right.
So our application in coming in from the other side, which is the capitalization side and the optimization, the legitimate business side, is really the missing piece for this industry. Right. So it's a very symbiotic relationship where we can go in and help each other.
So it's not just pure money. So you're actually, from what I heard, managing the data, managing the marketing, managing the finance, reviewing the leases, the contracts. You're doing all that for these portfolio companies that you get involved in.
Right. CNN did a piece, and they were talking about cannabis in the U.S. And they went, if you want to know how this is done, go to Colorado.
Okay.
And that's quite frankly because we're on the cutting edge of everything that's going on in cannabis. Now, that being said, when we're on the cutting edge, that also means we're going to make mistakes, right?
Right.
And we're a venture capitalist, right? Our job is to make mistakes, right?
Okay. Our job is to make mistakes.
Our job is to get in there, and it's venture capitalism. We're in there, and it's the reason we only work with accredited investors and qualified buyers, because we're going in there to try to do something that no one else has done before.
Okay.
And that's the whole premise of our company is we have an incredible team of people who all have backgrounds in the very adjacent industries and sort of all came together.
So this takes me to the question I was going to ask, which is why you? I mean, why would I work with Clientele Capital?
Well, I would say that we're fallible.
Okay.
And we're willing to tell you that. And at the same time, there's no one in this industry that knows more about it at this point than we do. And we learned that speaking with so many different people in the cannabis industry, speaking with people in the venture capitalism space, in the private equity space, we're the only ones, with the exception of one other company up in Boulder, who has even attempted to do this.
Okay.
So we earned our stripes, so to speak.
Okay, so on our next episode, I'm going to ask you some really tough questions. We'll be back with Rick Battenberg.